Times. We have Jessica Coulterman in the building, and she's become a permanent resident of Fremont.
And we welcome you. We're happy that you're here.
I always have said that I have like dual citizenship. So, you know, I feel like I live here anyway, but this week I literally have lived here in the hotel. So, which is, you know, it's been great. I really enjoyed being here and just living this fun time with everybody as we've kind of pushed through with things that have been going on with the weather.
And LPP and Costco, you have a lot going on. There's so many moving parts that when a storm like this does hit, man, a lot to juggle, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a little different than other livestock in that, you know, with the chickens that you can't, it's during, we talked about this, I think, during COVID. It's harder because I can't just like leave them in a barn safe and sound until the weather clears. We have, you know, a situation where once they reach a certain size, we have challenges getting them through the machines. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you're missing these days, they're still growing and they're getting bigger and bigger. We were actually like laughing last night, like, are these turkeys? You know, and they're coming down the line. You know, because we have that 6-pound bird, and that's the spec. So I guess if you want like a really nice, hefty chicken, today's your day to go to Costco. Because I think yesterday they were like 6.5 or close to 7 pounds.
If you want, and that still the same price.
Yeah, still the same price. So if you want that rotisserie that's going to be a nice, big, plump, you know, rotisserie, today is the day. So.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that when a snowstorm like the. I know there's so many timing issues.
Yeah.
Not only with picking up birds at the farm, but also with birds that are hatching.
Yeah. So, you know, and feed, right? Like, so you have all these many facets. So we have the plant, we have the feed mill, and we have the hatchery. And then we have, you know, the teams that go out and work on those farms. So before the storm hits, you know, we're always looking at the weather. It's like joke that now I've become like this, you know, semi, you know, quasi-professional weather person or something, because I'm like always looking at the models. But, you know, so we're always looking at the weather, trying to just anticipate things. And, you know, you have so many facets you have to think about. Of course, there's the human welfare. So you got to think about your team members getting into work and all those aspects. And I will tell you, our team, my goodness, they are so committed. I mean, you know, when we're open, they're there. Mm-hmm. And I can't say enough good things, because they get it. They, you know, they understand that, you know, we're not running because of, you know, oh, let's just run. I mean, we have to run. And they understand that. They're committed. They come in with a great attitude. I cannot say enough good stuff about the people that work for us. And so we're looking at the weather. And you anticipate, like, okay, we're going to top off all the feed. So
all the
feed around the whole region, everybody gets as much feed as it can hold. But there's only so much capacity. I mean, you know, you're going to, if you go days and days and days without feed delivery, you're eventually going to run out. And so you top off the feed, so you at least have that kind of under control. And then those birds hatch at the hatchery, you know, I can't turn off a machine and be like, oh, don't hatch today, eggs. You know, I'm like, you have to, they just hatch. It's just part of this process. Once they're set, they hatch, they hit that mark. And so you have to have a place to take the chicks. Now, fortunately, we don't hatch 7 days a week. We only hatch 5 days a week. But, you know, you still hatch. And so I had those birds that hatched last week that I had to get out to farms, and those roads are not open, right? And that's where our partners with the states and the counties come in. And the department, you know, I cannot say enough good stuff about the Department of Transportation, Vicki Kramer, who runs that, and then the director of the Department of Agriculture, Sherry Vinton. I mean, I love it. Tell a woman you have a problem and they're going to figure it out and help you solve it.
Definitely. So, Vicki is on top of it. She is good.
Sherry and Vicki, they kind of established this partnership and set up a war room to try to help all these agriculture producers across the whole region figure this out. And everybody had their different pieces, right? Like the milk people are the same. They can't, you know, once, you know, a cow has to be milked, right? It has to be milked twice a day.
Yeah.
And so you have to figure out, okay, we have milk we got to get out of those farms so there's capacity for the more milk that's coming. So, you know, so you have the eggs that are hatched. I've got these baby chicks on the truck ready to go. And so you've got all these logistics you're trying to manage. Every livestock producer in the whole region has to get feed out to their, you know, their pigs, their cows, their chickens. So these are the many different challenges. And I think, you know, we as Americans, you know, we're removed from the farm. And so I think we forget these are the things that are going on out there every day in order for us to eat. And so, you know, I've had some people say like, well, you know, it's just chickens or, you know, I'm like, yeah, but if they don't get food, they can't survive.
Right.
You know, if you know, we don't get chicks on food and water, they can't survive.
Right. And we're not talking just a couple hundred chicks here either.
No, I was actually joking. I said to somebody, I said, well, it's not like I can just take them to my garage.
Right.
You know,
I mean,
I have 400,000 chicks that hatch a day. And so I gotta figure that out. And we did. I mean, we got paths to farms where we needed. We got feed in where we needed. We got the chicks out where we needed. And then, you know, now on Monday, yesterday, we started running again. And we were able to get the chickens in to be processed. And so we processed yesterday. And the teams did an amazing job. It was slow, right?
Yeah.
A little slow,
yeah.
Slow having those trucks come in on these roads. But, you know, you're moving. And you're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe talk a little bit about employees' reactions to the storm.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I kind of joke, you know, our friends from Fremont Public Schools are going to be in here next. You know, everybody wants a snow day, right? Like, everybody's always thinking about, are we going to work? You know, and yes, I mean, we can work, we do work, but we're also realistic. And so we had two snow days last week. We had, I think it was a Tuesday. And then we had Friday, and we have to make those days up because the birds are in that cycle that we have to process 5 days a week. So we were planning on processing Saturday. We couldn't process Saturday either. So now we have 2 days to make up. We're going to have to make those up this coming weekend. But the employees have a great attitude about it. Like, I spent a lot of time, you know, talking to our people, and to a person, they're like, this is just our business. You know, it's okay. And I do have to tell you, people have been so good to me personally. You know, they fed me. Like, I'm in town, right? So they're like, come over for dinner.
Yeah,
and, you know,
oh, yeah.
So I've had some amazing, authentic food from our team members at their homes. And I've gone out to restaurants with some of them. And to a person, they're just like, we've got this. We're going to get through this. It's going to be okay. And I was there last night. I got home at like almost 2:00. And I'm seeing these team members in the hallway, and they're like fist bumping and high fiving, and you know, and people will stop me and ask me how I'm doing, if I'm holding up okay. I mean, it's just, it's a family, and I love it. You know, people ask me if I have kids. I'm like, I have 1,200.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They're so good. And
you know, and they went above and beyond too by coming in and scooping snow.
Oh, gosh,
and
you know, I was there late one night, and it was snowing a crazy bit. And we have a wonderful partnership with Sawyers, who come out and help with our drives and our walks and stuff. And I didn't know if they were going to be there. I didn't know if anyone told them to be there at like 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I went and gathered up, you know, 5 people from my floor, and I was like, hey, we're going to go shovel snow. And they were just like, awesome, you know. So we went out there, and then we were shoveling snow, and I was like, okay, now we're gonna shovel like a path through the whole parking lot so everybody can get to like through the whole parking lot. And they're just like, all right, you know. And it was fun. My family motto, and my mom and dad and my sister and I, was the family that shovels together stays together.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
So I told them all that was my family motto, and they thought that was awesome. So, you know, we just had fun, and yeah, we're just, everybody is doing their part. Like, everybody has their role, and everyone is doing it. It's been amazing.
Yeah, that is. It makes it so much easier. And we don't hear a lot of about, well, from any of our farmer friends. They just get it done.
Yeah, I mean, yes. And, you know, I had one situation where I had the chick truck out there. We had worked to get it, you know, every mile we're clearing, you know, with the state, with the counties. I had a county that came over to a neighboring county to help out, to try to get that in there, because the farm was like right on the border. I had some neighbor farmers, I don't know who they were, saw that we were struggling, showed up, helped plow, sat there and waited to make sure we could get in and out. You know, in case anybody broke down, they were there to pull them out of, you know, the side. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just stuff like that. Like, everybody is out there helping their neighbors and their friends. And I mean, just really some heroic efforts. And I had, you know, I had leadership out there placing chicks, you know,
nice.
my people from the very top of the organization out there, you know, taking those chick baskets off and putting them down on the farms. I mean, it's just seeing people lead by example, seeing people support each other, seeing everybody all hands on deck. You know, from the person who's making sure our walks are clear to the guys that are making sure the heaters are running, and our partnership with the city to make sure that, you know, power loads are all measured and everything's calibrated. People that change the machines to make sure that the larger birds could go through the machines effectively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every hourly employee that's out there on the line showed up. I mean, I didn't have any more attendance issues than I would on any other Monday. So
nice.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Jessica Coulterman with Lincoln Premium Poultry with us this morning on Fremont's Morning Mix. And anything else to mention this morning? I think we've covered.
Oh, there's a lot, that was just a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
And, you know, just so proud of everybody and so appreciative of our team members who are just so extraordinarily committed and just makes my heart warm.
Yeah, and having those local connections with, like you said, local businesses, Sawyers, and all your people who do all the maintenance work and all that.
Yeah.
A lot of good connections there with the trucks also.
Yeah, I mean, all those truckers. I mean, we have the people that haul the feed. We have the people that haul the chickens in. And then we have another group that hauls those chicks out. And, you know, it's a lot of people on those roads. They had to get dug out and they had to get in. I mean, just everybody trying to do their best, be careful, but, you know, get the job done. So appreciate all the support we've had.
Good deal. Well, thank you for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hope you get home soon.
Yeah.
I am ready to go see my family, my grandmas and my dad and my aunts and uncles. And they've all been checking on me. So I'll get in there tonight. Yeah.
Good deal. Good deal. Thanks, Jessica.
Yeah, good to see you guys.